Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Communication. Communication is a foundation, must if you want to have lasting and meaningful relationships. Because of our various backgrounds, upbringing, and life's experiences, it can look different from person to person. The problem with this is, we then find ourselves in undesirable situations. One word spoken or taken in the incorrect way will begin a web of misconstrued thoughts. Those thoughts lead to an undesired output of unfriendly communication returned to you either in word form or in action form. This then begins a cycle of unhealthy behavior that will grow like weeds unless an intervention is had. This I can speak about from a lifetime of miscommunication with people. People don't communicate properly for many reasons. Some include not listening, not hearing, anger, lack of respect, pride and ego, and many other ways. The thing is, though, if you truly want to be a representation of Jesus, this has to be addressed. I will say this till it sinks in. It's not all left up to God to fix your life. We have to take an active part in our deliverance. So, you ask, how do we go about doing this? Everything in life starts from a foundation. That foundation will impact your path. Regardless of your upbringing, background, or experiences, you should fully adopt and take on the mindset of Christ. If you're not willing to sell out in this regard, then you'll be wasting your time. I am a communicator. Many around me were not. My problem was that I was arrogant. I knew how smart I was, and I expected the surrounding people to get it. I also didn't always say things in a way that was easy for the person to receive. It took time to learn I can be bold and truthful yet compassionate. I also had to learn to understand the audience. You cannot speak to everyone in the same manner. This also took learning. Many of these lessons I learned through fire. The mindset of Christ makes it easy to listen first and then speak. This was a big issue for me. I oftentimes knew what you were thinking and then anticipated what you would say and often cut the person off before they finished their thought. I was right most of the time, but it's not a good tactic in communicating. As a side note, God gives us many talents and gifts. It's up to us to use, develop, and steward them correctly. People have barriers they've put in place to protect them from harm. This makes it a challenge for them to hear you correctly. This is where the mind of Christ guides you in the proper way to speak. It will not be easy, but it's what's required. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about three areas of your life where communication is crucial and a way to navigate through each area. One thing I must acknowledge is that you cannot force communication on someone who doesn't want to communicate. You also do need a willing partner to meet you halfway, God. This is a no-brainer. Communication starts and ends with God. Each one of us can do this differently. There are foundational ways, but for the most part, you do what's comfortable for you. As you mature in Him, your ability to do so will change. It will increase, become more intense, more impactful, and revealing. God is spirit. You are spirit. You should come to understand this principle if you desire to be useful for His kingdom. There are certain principles that should govern the way you pray. It would be in your best interest to know these principles. Wasted prayer is wasted time. That is not a place you want to be in. If there is a lack of understanding, ask Him. He will provide the answer. When it comes to God, communication entails you learning to listen. Answers don't always come right away. You have to be able to listen and look for the answer. Answers don't always come in the manner you may think. Learn the ways He can speak. There are many. Learn the ways He speaks to you specifically. It varies from person to person. God is a God of many mysteries. Pure of the heart is very key. If you aren't sincere, what's the point? The only one that's being fooled is you. A sincere heart opens doors and opportunities for answered praise, favor, increase, blessings, and so much more. Dedication to time spent with Him is also a major key. Mimicking others is a way to think what you're doing is correct. I encourage you not to do that. God will honor your way if it's sincere and help to increase and develop you in your ways, provided your heart is correct. I had no idea what I was doing when I began. I was so scared at first. Praying in front of others was not happening. I've grown. I've developed. I didn't know how you'll pray for others. But now I understand the different levels, methods, and ways you can pray. I have a long way to go, but compared to my start, I'm light years better. The point is to do it and don't stop. Husband and wife. For me, this is the second most important area of communication. A husband and wife is a bond where the two of you are to act as one. Often, this is a major issue in the marriage. How you speak to each other oftentimes destroys whatever bond existed between the two of you. Many times before we get married, we don't sit down and have conversations about the things that really matter. We don't dive deep into knowing and understanding our partner. I had no concept of discussing death, insurance, finances, raising kids, or any of the things that mattered. All I was concerned with was having her and if we would be happy together, not understanding that the important things in life will make or break your relationship, have wrecked many marriages as the divorce rate is very high. Some have engaged in premarital counseling, but it's usually a formality. We need to get to a place where people understand that before you decide to get together, that serious conversations need to take place. I wish someone had helped me understand these things. If you are coming from the mindset of Christ, then as husband and wife, you know how to function in your role. It starts with respect for each other, respect for each other's viewpoint and opinions. It facilitates effective communication and the desired outcomes for both parties. Functioning as one is key to sustaining a lifetime of togetherness. The moment you have a crack, something will find its way through. Recovering from that crack, depending on how long it was allowed to be left unsealed, can be very costly, even to the destruction of the marriage. If you happen to have a partner who struggles to communicate, I encourage you to be very patient with your spouse. I know this can be challenging. I've been there. There is always a way to get through it in my experience, but it requires time, patience, and a willingness to seek other ways than what you've been doing. I've sometimes had to try to give different ways, but you can't give up. Remember, prayer is always a go-to. Even in that, it can take time. You have to be patient and trust God. I have experience in that love can cure many shortcomings. Frustration for me means you're trying to do something with your own strength. As you mature, you'll learn to not do that as much. Respect, love, honor, and cherish. You should have a deep understanding of what each of these things means and how to operate in them. You chose your spouse for a reason, hopefully the correct one. You made an oath. Now it's time to live up to and honor that oath. Friends and family. We've established two areas of communication. Friends and family is what's last. Boundaries are what come to mind, particularly if you're married. It needs to be communicated to people that they can't call, come by, and invade your lives anytime they desire. They need to know that you will not accept toxic behavior. They need to understand that you mean what you say, often out of loyalty or some form of obligation. We allow people we care about to go too far. If you desire to walk in peace, this needs to be addressed. People can only do what we allow them to do to us. If you haven't grasped this, I highly encourage you to do so. Caring for others does not mean you consistently have to sacrifice your life for theirs. Sometimes loving people can be letting them go or distancing yourself from them to force them to figure things out for themselves. This approach does not mean you don't love them. It says you aren't willing to keep suffering because of their issues. This, for me, is actually showing them love. As long as the person believes that have you to lean on, they will not address what's broken in their lives. Also, if you have people around you that can't respect these boundaries, then you may want to consider letting them go. Lack of respect for your boundaries is a sign that they're not your friend. Learning this the hard way is not a place you want to find yourself in too often. In order to see these things in people, you really need to have your spiritual eyes open to see and see clearly. I have been in many relationships where the other person was very adept at hiding who they were. This, I now know, was part of my training as a prophet. But this is something that is available to anyone willing to put the work and effort in to receive it. I have seen people hide for years. I'd seen little pieces if the mask break at various points, but not enough to get a clear reference. As time went on, every break I filed away, and when I had gotten enough of the pieces, I then could make an informed decision. By nature, we care more about ourselves than others. That's why you should set the boundaries. You may believe that these things are common sense, but they're not. Even I, for a long time, allowed people to take advantage of my kindness. I've since learned to do exactly as I've suggested to you. I do also have an advantage, as I am blessed with a prophetic gift. People still are foolish enough to still try me, and then are amazed when I address their foolery. Communication is the foundation of success in all walks of life. If the people you're attempting to communicate with fully understand what you're trying to say, there are typically no issues in accomplishing what's communicated. On the other hand, broken communication can lead to severe damage. Once this happens, often people shut down and stop listening, and then you really are in trouble. Knowing who you're speaking to and how they hear things is also vital. You may not be able, in most cases, to communicate the same message to two different people in the same manner, depending on the way each person hears things. It would be wise quickly. For example, how you spoke to your girlfriend or boyfriend will not be the same way you speak to your spouse. Understanding this principle will go a long way in avoiding conflict, and we all would like to do that. Respecting others' thoughts and feelings is also important. I'm a firm believer in treating people the way that I would want to be treated. It doesn't always work, but maybe that's why I don't have any friends. Some are gifted to communicate and some are not. A key is the respect you have for the person you're speaking to. The mindset you carry also matters. Is it yours or is it God's? This shows others who you are and the God you serve. We should never forget that. Are we representing Jesus or are we representing ourselves? Someone is always watching, so do what is right and all will go well with your soul. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.